Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. We hope that you're doing well. We're pleased to be able to bring you another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh, and we're thankful that you decided to join us today. Before we get into this week's episode, I'd like to remind you that if you like what you hear, to please, please, please go to Apple Podcasts and rate our podcast and leave us a comment or two. In addition to Apple Podcasts, the podcast is now available on Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and CastBox, with more outlets to come in the future. You can also connect with us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at ICBW Podcast. That's at ICBW Podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and follow. You can also check us out on our website at ICBWPodcast.com. That is ICBWPodcast.com. Be on the lookout for the new merchandise store coming later this quarter. We're going to have a rebranding of sorts of the podcast. Going to have a couple more designs of the I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It brand. We appreciate your support in advance. When it drops, I need you to buy about 40 or 50 of them joints. Appreciate your support. And now, without further delay, let's get this thing rolling, man. I'd like to introduce my partner, who's a connoisseur of all things cultural. He's my partner, Podcast Crime. Reg, what is up? Extra pimping.
Fresh, I hadn't seen you since the last time I saw you, brother. What's good?
Man, we got company, man.
We got company in the house.
We got company. We got company in the house, man. We have one of the most innovative podcasts that I've heard coming out of the Charlotte, North Carolina area called Head Wraps and Lipsticks. We have Sierra T and Sherelle B.
Sound like
give it up. 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 Hey, this one was like JJ Fad.
Right.
Hey, supersonic, right? But if you have not heard this particular podcast, ladies and gentlemen, you are doing yourself a disservice. You need to check it out, Head Wraps and Lipsticks, man. They are really doing their thing. Very, very smart young women, and they are very entertaining. So we are thankful that they are on our podcast today. How you ladies doing?
Man, I'm excited to be here.
Me too.
we definitely appreciate you coming through, man. Appreciate you coming through. You know, we're going to talk about a couple things today that we felt like it needed. Because, you know, me and Reg, we'll sit up here and we'll pontificate over shit that we have no idea about, you know, from all types of perspectives. But we're going to be talking about a topic today, or is it article today, that that kind of it pissed a whole lot of people off. So, you know, we're going to discuss that. But before we get to that, Reg is going to have his HBCU moment where we highlight a historically black college and university. Reg, what it do?
Truism. All right. So today, let me give you just a quick fact on Wilberforce University out of Ohio. Right. OK. So Wilberforce, founded in 1856. Fact, it's the first HBCU to be owned and operated by black folks. Okay, first black owned and operated HBCU. So it was founded in 1856, and in 1862, so that they had to close their doors. It was around the Civil War, so a lot of schools, a lot of organizations in that time, even the country itself, went bankrupt and had to, you know, had to close its doors. And a year later, 1863. Bishop Daniel Payne reopened the school and ran it. And of course, Daniel Payne went on to found Payne College in Augusta, Georgia, and was very popular within the AME Zion Church in the country. So what do we learn from that? What do we learn from that?
Tell us, Reg. What do we learn from that?
Let me tell you something. What we may learn. We can own and operate what we wish.
That's right.
We can uplift our educational institutions and run them, own and run them if we wish. We have to take that power in order to do so. Also, may I add, Wilberforce was the first HBCU to have a military training program. In every nation, So you're like Bill and
H. So like ROTC kind of thing?
If you want to say that.
Okay.
But, you know, if you say in the 1860s, if they, you know, a military training may be a little different than ROTC. But any nation needs its own military as well. So you just put that in, just think on that. Think on that for a second. You know what I'm saying? So
in other words, get your money up, get your guns up.
There it is. There it is.
That's what it is.
So there's your moment for today, brother.
Hey, man, we appreciate it. And Reg is going to be offering up more HBCU moments throughout the year. You know, this is our first collaboration, hopefully, of many.
Oh, nice.
So we don't have a script for this shit. So
that's good.
So tell us a little bit about what y'all do before we get into the meat of everything, because you know I'm sure I've talked you up and shit. So you know you got to
pressure. Yeah,
you know,
yeah, no pressure.
So tell us a little bit about yourselves and your show and you know and what you got going on.
You want to go first?
Okay, fine. Since you put the pressure on me. Thank you so much. Hey, everybody. My name is Sierra T. So I am the head rep of Head Wraps and Lipsticks. Our podcast was basically started because Sherelle and I felt like there were voices missing in the podcast community where certain things needed to be said. And we felt like we were the ones who should say it. That's my spiel. What you got?
You pretty much said it all. I am Sherelle B or Sherelle Burt, and I guess I'm the lipsticks of Head Wraps and Lipsticks. And literally, like, we just started it because I had wanted to start one. I saw Sierra tweet something that she wanted to start one, and we, you know, be triggered by the same stuff. I'm like, why don't we just do one together? And literally everything, like, kind of much, pretty much came together within like a week or two.
Yeah,
literally.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Within a week or two. And I think we both just have like creative minds. Like, she's a photographer, I'm a writer. So like, why not?
Some floor tree stuff there.
Right, right.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
How about that? That's what's up.
So ladies and gentlemen, once again, if you haven't checked out the podcast, it's Head Wraps and Lipsticks. You need to check it out. Again, like I said, quit being a buster. Go ahead and and listen to the shit and give the lady some love. You will not be disappointed. You know, I listen to about 60 to 70 podcasts a week. Wow. Theirs is on rotation. I listen to their shit first because they're really, really good at what they do. So don't take my word for it. Go listen to the shit.
Thank All right. You. I'm honored.
No problem. So hey, have my money. You better have my money.
I got you.
Got you.
Okay. All right. So now that we've gotten all that out the way and everything, man, we wanted to bring you guys in because, you know, we saw this article on The Root and it came out, I guess, about 2 weeks ago now. Mm-hmm. And Reg was like, these coons from The Root.
Mute The Root is one of the hashtags. Mute the root.
Mute The Root.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really felt like that there was some type of I don't want to say validity to it per se, but there was something within these articles that needs to be discussed because you got guys again, totally out of their fucking lane, telling single women how to prepare themselves or groom themselves for marriage as if being married is the end all and be all to womanly existence. That's just crazy shit. Or am I off base or is that crazy shit?
No, I think you're spot on. I think you're spot on.
Okay. Yeah, I think we agree.
Okay. So the title of the article is Time's Up on Men Telling Single Women How to Be Worthy of Marriage. Now, again, they got a picture of John Gray. So you knew the article was going to be either inflammatory or suspect or both.
Or both.
So, you know, to me, what struck me is, again, I always think about the patriarchal society that we have lived under for centuries and centuries and centuries.
Mm-hmm.
And for a man to say, you need to do X, Y, and Z to be worthy. Worthy, root word, what? Worth. You know, so how as a man can you tell a woman that your value is being marriage material? It just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, am I off base or
no? I think you're like spot on, to be quite honest. Yeah.
So I'm just gonna ask you the question. and y'all can tackle this however you want to tackle it. Where do men get off telling y'all this shit?
Social media.
Really?
I think a lot of it is social media. Like, we talk about on the show often, I get so annoyed with men constantly telling women how they should be. Or, like, I saw something the other day. It was like women that, like, y'all women need to stop wearing the Bath and Body Works splashes. I'm like,
what?
But you still wearing Axe body spray. Like, basically, they're telling us to, you know, to grow up to perfume. I'm like, but you wearing, like, Polo perfume. That's something that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, my 12-year-old nephew was wearing at the time. So, like, I don't
know. We out here wearing Brute.
Yeah. And Aquavelva. Like, you know, like, who are you to tell skin us, you know, that we have to pretty much, I guess, give into what you think that we should be. Mm-hmm. At all times.
I want to say, I'm not honest. Yes, there's a part of it that comes from social media, but I think it would also be a disservice to say that it's not also taught. Mm-hmm. And it also may come from fathers and grandfathers and just passing down, like, this is, you know, this is what is expected of a woman.
That's true.
Or when you see a woman and she don't have A, B, or C, she's crazy. Or she's single for, when she, if she's 45 and she's single, something wrong with her. Like, I think... Right. Those are also things that we would have to take into consideration when it comes to saying, oh, you know, who's perfect for marriage.
Now, let me ask you an honest question, because, okay, you know, we on our show, I mean, we're pretty open and transparent about, you know, about stuff as far as what our opinions are.
Mm-hmm.
That's the title. You know, right. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. And I want you to be honest. When you see, I'm going to use your example. You see a woman that's 45 years old. She's single, doesn't have any kids. She's healthy enough to have kids, you know, because, I mean, a lot of times you're not healthy enough to have them, but she's healthy enough to have kids. She doesn't have a husband, never been married, doesn't have any kids, but wants to get married. Is that not, does that make you think, do you have any, a slight slither of judgment? Because I know men do. Because the first thing that we'll say
that's true.
To a man, we're going to say, man, she must be crazy. She must be crazy.
She crazy, yeah.
So, I mean, so be honest. So with all those things being said, she's healthy enough to have kids. She wants to have kids. She's not married, but wants to be married. But she's never been married.
Growing up, and I think when I say growing up, maybe to about the age of 11 or 12, yeah. You know, because I grew up where my mom is, you know, my parents were together, my aunts and uncles together, but then there's other members of my family, like, you know, one of my aunts who is a catch, you know what I'm saying? She is highly educated, has her own stuff together, you know, and I'm like, and it used to be a time where I'm like, dang, why doesn't aunt so-and-so have any kids? Why is she married? But then I see her in Peru. Then I see her over here doing this. Then I see her over here pledging Delta. Then I see her over here mentoring kids. She has that time to do really what she wants to do, and she's not letting, you know, diapers and husbands get in her way. Like, not saying that they get in the way, because you do have some women out here that's just killing the game in all aspects, but when I look at her and then I look at some of my other aunts that are married, and they're like, dang, aunt so-and-so just left Argentina. She didn't even tell us. Like, my mom got mad. She didn't even tell us, because she kept calling her. She wasn't answering. And finally she goes, hey, I just got back from Argentina. My mom was like, and I'm like, I mean, but why she got to tell you? Like, because not like you was going. Like, not to be shady, but you wasn't going. So what am I going for?
Also, we can think about, like, when you said that, Fresh, I was thinking, okay, I think sometimes it also has to do with, like, is she, what's her career in, right? If she has a more taxing career or something that takes up more of her time, maybe she doesn't have the time to go out and find someone to date. Maybe she's not, if she only wants to date black men, then maybe she's having a hard time finding a black man who is to her caliber, who to her standard. There was another point I couldn't think of. I just went blank. Mm-hmm. But I think those are two things that we also have to take into consideration, because I know that there are a bunch of black women who make a lot of money who are having a hard time finding men who can match them so that they can get married. So
maybe. I know a lot of them too.
Yeah. That's my mom didn't get married till she was 47.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you watch the show on OWN? It's called Ready to Love. And all the, it's a reality show, it's a dating show, but all of the members of the show are, it's in Atlanta, all of them are high caliber, like Atlanta elites. All of them have their own businesses. Each and every single one of them look just like you and me. And there was this one chick on here that, I mean, she was, some of them chicks was just like, look, if I find somebody in the show, I find somebody in the show. Then you had another one that's like, all right, I got to get one of these dudes in here. And then you had this other chick that was just mean. She was just like, you know, she told dude on the date, it was like, I think he said he was like, you know, I do want to get married. She was like, when? Like, what are you waiting for? Da, da, da. And I'm just like,
wow. See,
that's the spectrum that's out there.
Yeah,
that's the spectrum. But see, for me, is be straight up front. Like, you know, if you're on a dating scene or whatever, just be straight up. Be straight up. Let the man know, let the woman know what you're about. Because you may want marriage and you may want kids, mm-hmm. and the other person may be opposite. So, like, nip it in the bud. You know what I'm saying? I think that's where a lot of shit can be sort of resolved, is we play this game, right? It's all about a game. Mm-hmm. We said this in like episode one. Women right. choose. Yeah, women ultimately choose. Yeah. You guys choose. We present ourselves, but you ultimately choose. And then right. but we have to play off of each other. But we gotta be straight up off the jump.
So back to this article thing, and what's really kind of offensive with the shit is, and I'll just paraphrase a couple quotes. Pastor says, too many women want to be married, but you're walking in the spirit of girlfriend.
Pastor says.
Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus. So too many women want to be married, but you're walking in the spirit of a girlfriend. Ladies, mm-mm. What the fuck does that mean?
I have no idea.
Absolutely nothing.
I don't know what the hell that means.
How I'm supposed to be a wife if I can't be your girlfriend first? I don't know you, nigga. Like,
all right, I have
a rebuttal for this.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What I got from that is play the part. If you want the job, you dress and you act like you the. If you want to be the supervisor, you dress and you act like you want to be the supervisor.
That's what Reggie. About that? That's Reggie Underdog at Instagram. That's Reggie Underdog.
But that goes both ways, man. Too.
Hit him up.
I'm just not putting that on a woman. But go ahead.
What if I'm acting in the spirit of a wife to a guy, and he just still want to be a boyfriend?
Keep it moving. This you choose. Didn't I say that a few minutes ago? You choose. All right, nigga, next.
Well, according to Pastor John Gray, the man chooses.
Right.
Yeah.
And I sarcastically said,
yeah,
Pastor. Whatever Pastor say, I mean, here come the black community always following instead of thinking for yourself.
Right.
But, Reg, to your point about the, about dressing for the job, so sweet.
That was a good comparison, though. I'll give you that.
I'm just saying.
That was a good comparison.
You want the job, you prepare for the job.
But then
I'm making myself be wifey.
But then sometimes you have those workers that literally don't want to do their job. So now I'm dressed as a supervisor and I have this incoherent worker that don't want to do what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
So what I'm supposed to do, am I going to fire you? Or am I going to just keep molding you into being that worker that...
You're going to adjust
that's
accordingly.
That's going to get a raise.
You're going to adjust accordingly to make the plan work. Make the business flow. Go on concern, baby.
I think and I that's can what fire you and find somebody that
there
comes
is.
Into work, knows and the job description.
That's the joy. That's the joy of it.
I'm trying to. I'm keeping this whole scenario up. Like, I'm going to fire you. I'm going to get somebody that read the job description, came in with a 3-piece suit, and knows that his shift is this. This is what you're supposed to do. And
boom.
That's it.
Like, yep.
Period. I'm just saying.
Everyone has the autonomy to really make that decision when you're single. Mm. You know?
Well, you know, he tried to flip up Proverbs 18:22. He says, here's what the scripture says. You know, and he definitely paraphrased. He that finds a wife finds a good thing. You're not a wife when I marry you. You're a wife when I find you.
Mm.
I mean, that shit just made me want to take a drink because I don't really understand what he's trying to say. I mean, how are you trying to prepare yourself to be somebody's lifelong partner that you don't even know about? I mean, it's aren't you supposed to, you know, get to know each other?
Yes.
Right. And, you know,
absolutely.
Isn't that when you find out whether or not you're wife material or he's husband material or vice versa?
Right.
I just don't get it at all.
I think he's saying like be mentally ready, right?
But you can't perform wifely duties for just every Joe Blow that you meet. I mean, you have to be
bingo.
You're not everyone, but at least to have
that should need to be on the table. That should need to be on the table, right? Wifey, husbandry, whatever. That shit shouldn't even be on the table.
Not everyone wants to be a wife.
I'm just like, can we go to Hickory Tavern and get some drinks first?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, can.
Okay.
I mean, am I crazy?
No, I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you.
That shit just doesn't make sense,
Sierra,
to me.
Something on your mind.
Something's on your mind.
I just cannot get with him. I can't get with the things that he's saying. Like, to me, it just is not logical to women, in a sense, especially in this time period.
Right.
And I think he could have found another analogy for the scripture that he just brought up, mm-hmm, to explain what he was trying to say to the women of that congregation. But to say when I find you, I find, you're not a wife when I marry, you're a wife when I find you.
That doesn't make any sense.
What does that actually mean?
It makes no sense.
What does that actually mean?
But wait, there's more. Okay. This dude says a wife is not the presence of a ring. It's the presence of your character. Ask the Lord to deliver you from that spirit of girlfriend and carry yourself like you're already taken. And I promise you, when you carry yourself like a wife, husband will find you. Now, I'm just going to let y'all unpack that shit right there.
Okay.
You want me to read it again for you?
Yeah,
One more again.
A wife is not the presence of a ring. It's the presence of your character. Ask the Lord to deliver you from that spirit of girlfriend and carry yourself like you're already taken. And I promise you, when you carry yourself like a wife, a husband will find you.
That is a soul attack on single women. Like that statement right there is a soul attack on single women. So, oh my gosh, he's annoying. So what he said is a clear shout out single women. One, because who's to say that when you are single, you're not dating, that you're not carrying yourself as your best self? Like, what does that mean? Does that mean that, oh, so if I decide to wear a shirt that might be a little low cut, then I'm not walking in the spirit of a wife because I like V-neck tops? Like, I don't understand what that means. And then when I do start dating somebody, do I need to just continue to act like I'm single, or do I need to just not do certain things because that makes me a wife? Like, what is, I'm confused as to what he's talking about.
Yeah, I'm confused on that shit too, because it's almost like I need to oppress you before I marry you. You know, it's like, don't wear the top, right?
Yeah.
Don't wear the short skirt. Don't wear the high heels.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wear any of that shit, because that's not in the spirit of a wife.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can wear that, once I marry you, I guess? It sounds kind of ass backwards.
I think y'all taking a little deep on it. I look at it like,
well, what's the spirit of a girlfriend and what's the spirit of a wife?
It's to me, I look at it as swag. It's almost like if it was reverse, a woman likes a dude with swag. Like, he has confidence. He looks like he can handle his shit.
But that doesn't mean that a guy with dirty hands who works on cars all day is not a great provider and a great family man.
I know. I'm not talking about like occupation or whatever. I'm saying like.
But he may not have swag, but he may be.
I'm saying swag meaning like how he handles his business.
Okay.
So if a dude, and I'm speaking, you know, from a dude's perspective, if I know there's some things that I need to work on to maybe be the man, a protector, a provider, I mean, you know, I might say, okay, I'm going to give myself 2 years, finish my degree and do some things that, oh, okay, I feel like, you know, I have a home. I have some things that a woman that can attract a woman, make her feel safe and secure, because women basically want to be secure. So in protecting,
well, we got women here now to really answer that question. We've made a lot of assumptions over the past few episodes. So we'll let y'all speak to what women really want.
Security, and if a man feels like, okay, I'm at a point where I feel mentally strong, and that woman can sense from me that, you know what, this guy is confident in who he is, and he's able to provide and protect me. He may not give me the world, all the material things I may want or whatever, but he can do the basic, give me my needs. And I think in reverse, this article is basically saying, woman, get in your mind just the confidence to be the woman, the nurturer, because typically women or wives are nurturers. Maybe they, you know, will bear his children if that's what they decide to do. So getting the mindset, women, of being that. So I think it's just two different parts of the rainbow, if you will, mm-hmm. to this argument.
Reg, I don't want to, everything you just said, I agree with. I think that was absolutely beautiful. John Gray was saying about act like you're taken and then you will find a husband or whatever. What does that mean? Like, am I act like a wife and then you'll find a husband.
So you're thinking of submission.
No.
It sounds very subservient. The article sound like you be subservient and let a man come on his horse and scoop you and save you from your womanness.
I don't think
your femininity.
I don't think
we're talking about virtuosity, basically, for lack of a better term, from a purity standpoint. It's like, I guess, you know, purity perceived is purity achieved. You know, if you dress a certain way, act a certain way, talk a certain way, you're going to be perceived that way and treated that way. If you act a certain way, dress a certain way in the opposite manner, if your clothes are revealing this, that, and the third, all this old sexist shit that's been, you know, perpetuated for, you know, for hundreds and hundreds of years. To me, that's what this shit reeks of. It reeks of literally, old sexist shit.
Absolutely.
It's crazy to me.
And that's what we have to deal with as women. It's like, we're damned if we do and we're damned if we don't. You know, when we're single and God forbid we just want to go out and have a good time, maybe we meet a guy, maybe we don't. I have men in my family that's like, you know, oh, well, single women, the only reason they go to a bar is because they're looking for a man. I'm looking at them like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? Maybe I just want to drink.
It's like, I can't drink
with my girls. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why is it that I'm out here looking for a dude?
Right.
You know, so if you're doing that, it's like, you know, you're out here just being promiscuous. Then when you do get into a relationship and you're being a girlfriend, because I'm not doing all those wifely duties because I'm not your wife yet. I am your girl. The next day we could be single again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So then it's like, you know, well, you need to really look at the future and really decide if you want to perform these wifely duties for him. And then if we do that, we're looking like, whoa, then you get the dudes coming at you like, let's calm down. I'm not looking for forever here. Like, make up your mind.
Right.
Make up your mind. Like, what is it?
Yeah.
Well, and as a side note, we're going to go on slightly off of a tangent here because you mentioned promiscuity. I don't necessarily really have an issue or see an issue with a young single woman up in her body count. What's the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. I mean, it's like, if you're a guy and you don't want, you know, to be involved with a woman that has had a high body count, that's just you. That's your choice. But not being, I mean, having a body count doesn't necessarily mean that you're not wifeable. It just means that, you know, that you decided you want to have some fun. You're like, hey, fuck it.
I don't have any commitments. That just let me know that you know what you want out of life.
Right? Seriously.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. So I can see you now.
Right, yeah. Right.
I get it.
But I mean, it doesn't make sense to me that any man would put, I mean, when you talk about virtues, I mean, I think men are probably the last people that can really talk about virtue.
If we being 100%.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just being 100% honest. Yeah. I mean, I don't understand. And when I say I don't understand, it's like, you know, I've been a man for as long as I've been a man. And
as long as you know.
And so, but the funny thing is that I used to, you know, I was socialized. I've been socialized on some of these ideals that I've had to unlearn.
Yeah.
And it's really damaging, especially when you try to get into interpersonal relationships with people and you have these preconceived notions and you have these ideas of what of what femininity should be, of what of what a virtuous woman should be, of what wifey material is. I mean, it's, you know, it's just shit that we talk about when we sit back and we drinking beers and we do shit like that. I mean, and that has been such a misleading thing, you know, throughout my life, you know, just being transparent about it, and to see it continually perpetuated on this particular level, you know, this guy is supposed to be whatever he's supposed to be, but to say that shit out of your mouth, it seems kind of crazy to me.
Would you expect different if it wasn't a pastor on this article? Like, I feel the angle of this message, but just because it came from a you know, a pastor.
The same pastor that bought his wife a Lamborghini because he was
cheating. Oh, this is the guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Same guy.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah, that's your boy.
He's out of South Carolina.
The same one that
got a Lamborghini.
Huh? Bought his wife a Lamborghini because he was cheating on her.
Wow, skirt, skirt.
I don't hear anything
else. Oh, my gosh. Lamborghini truck, I believe, as well.
When I heard that, I was like, like, wow. So you got the nerve to let this come out your mouth. Mm. And I don't know, did you see the video part? Like, the actual interview when he was sitting with the two women?
I didn't know that was him.
Oh, the other video.
He was on some show. I don't know if it was in Atlanta or wherever.
Yeah, we talked about it on the show. Yes.
Yeah, and the women were like, you know, like, yes. And I'm looking at them like,
right.
You cannot agree with what this man is saying. Like, I can't. He's so trash.
I think it's also, like, trash. It's also insane to expect this type of thing from women today. Women today are completely different, have very different goals and ideals and what they want to do with their lives. And to just expect, like, oh, at the end of the day, her main goal is to have children to get married. That might not be her main goal. Some women don't want children. Some women don't want to be married. And I think it's important that we also remember that is a thing.
Right.
And I think that's a thing that often gets forgotten a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I think from a male perspective, just to be honest, man, I really think that we need to get into our mind and we need to understand that single women is not, this shit is not scarlet fever.
It's not a curse.
Right. It's not leprosy in this motherfucker. You know, it's not something that as a man we can come through and make better. You know, we're not the secret elixir to whatever, you know, to whatever your loneliness is or whatever that shit is. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being single.
Mm-hmm.
And more often than not, I got people in my phone right now that I can call that have fucked up lives right now because they let men into their lives. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like add man and fuck up your life, you know, sometimes. Yeah. So, you know, I don't understand how we can, as a society in 2019, can actually really say that there's anything wrong for just being the best you and just doing the hell out of you the best way that you possibly can. I don't get that shit.
So my question would be then, okay, we realize what the problem is. How do we solve it? How do we solve this issue?
Well,
I don't think we can?
I don't want the whole church mad at me. You know what I'm saying? You know they already mad at me anyway from the last episode.
Oh.
When I tell them somebody need to hear this and
yes,
but anyway.
Yeah.
But I will say this though.
A few haters on that.
I will say this though, man. Number one, I'm just gonna put this shit out there. Fuck it.
There it is.
Black people need to get the fuck up about that damn church. You know, praying to white Jesus and shit, acting like he's going to save your soul from, you know, from whatever, you know, giving 10% of your money so this motherfucker can go buy his side piece of Lamborghini. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, that's just, I feel like that spirituality has to come from within. You shouldn't have to put any mere mortal on a pedestal and listen to the bullshit that he disseminates, especially if it's going to be some shit like this.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can find spirituality in so many other ways besides, you know, indoctrination, besides having
besides, y'all been dropping some real
gems. I appreciate it. But instead of having, you know, masses religion forced down your throat. Now, don't get me wrong. If you do church and you do all this shit, that's you, more power to you. But I feel like that the black church keeps us weak and it keeps us stupid when we listen to motherfuckers like this.
Yeah, I mean,
it
stagnates.
704-946-6060 if you got beef.
Just,
I don't give a fuck.
Just think for yourself is really the theme for me is think for yourself. You got to know your own situations. You know what I'm saying? One woman may take this article and say, you know what? Maybe I need to, you know, she's going to do what's best for her.
She's been influenced by a patriarchal society, though.
That's the whole thing that's really fucked up. I'm just saying that you're going to know, you know, like the ladies here are saying, they may not want to, you know, there's no limitations on what single means. And when you...
But it ain't a disease, though.
You don't have to be... Right. You don't have to be married.
It's not a character flaw.
You just got to know
this dude said that it was... If you're walking or if you're in the spirit of a girlfriend, it has something to do with your character. Mm. I mean, how can you, as a sane, intelligent, living, breathing, walking homo sapien, digest that as something that's credible?
And that's... It kind of goes back to, you know... The era that we're in, like, of social media and the internet and things like that. Because, I mean, I can't front, like, when I was single, like, I mean, I'm in a relationship now, but when I was single before, it was like, I had those moments where I'm like, damn, like, what's wrong with me? Like, why can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, why can't I find a dude? Like, blah, blah, blah. I had those type of situations, like, thoughts going through my head. Like, and I have little cousins that think the same way sometimes. And it makes me, I feel bad. Mm-hmm. Cause I'm like, cause I, eventually I snapped out of it. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with me. Like, you know, when I find the right one that I actually want to give my time to, then I'll give my time to him. And if not, then it is what it is. Like, I'm going to continue to live my life and have fun in the interim. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, but you have the internet now that's like throwing it in your face and put like all these bagels and, mm-hmm. and all these hashtags right. that shows you like that kind of put the image in your mind. Like, you have to live this type of way. Like, I saw an image the other day about, it was, Taylor Brooks and, what's shorty name? Amber Rose. And it was like girls I want versus the girls
that want me
or something like that. And I was like, what does that mean? Like, what is wrong with Amber Rose? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the difference here? All I see is Taylor in a dress and I see Amber in a bikini. Now, if you put a dress on Amber, she gonna look just like Taylor. And if you put a bikini on, you know, you put a bikini on Taylor, she gonna look just like Amber. Just a little darker.
I may need to pull up a picture of Amber Rose. I haven't seen her in a minute.
She looks like how she did when she first popped up on the scene. Like,
she's still fine.
But I don't understand like what's the difference, because Amber Rose was married and Taylor's not. Hasn't been married. So what's the difference? Amber has been married, has a kid. Taylor has not, from what I understand.
I'm gonna speak as a single woman. I think for me, and like going off what my sis over here said, like, I also used to have those thoughts of like, what was wrong with me? Why can't I get a boyfriend or whatever? But then realizing that when I focus on what I want to do, putting all of my energy into this podcast has introduced me to a lot of men. And now I'm like, whoo, child. Mm. Okay. Damn, boy. Right. Damn. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they come to you when once you focus on yourself. I think it's very important that single women remember, when you're really doing you and you're working on the things that make you happy, the type of guy you want, he's gonna find you.
Yeah.
He's gonna find you.
That part. They're gonna find you.
You don't have to go looking for them.
When he's talking about
So y'all got groupies is
and
what
that's
you're
the
saying.
Confident.
You're right. Sierra said, I got groupies.
We did two podcast groupies in the day.
But that's real.
Yeah.
That's so real.
And that's the confidence I was talking with. Just what I take from it is that's the confidence that you gained, you know, just organically.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And someone may attract to you just like, wow, you know what? I like her podcast.
Right.
So you're not really trying to be a wife per se. Like, I got
to
be a wife.
You're doing things.
You're being your best you. Mm-hmm. And that's really what a real dude wants, is you being your best you.
Yeah.
And try to, you know, hey, how can she balance me off?
Mm-hmm. But that's not what Pastor John Gray is saying
at all.
He's on some other shit. Yeah. He's on some other pulpit shit.
But which
brings me to, I answered the question. What do y'all think? How do we get rid of that patriarchal dumb shit? I mean, to me, it's...
I don't think we will.
But what if you had the magic wand?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? How would you do it?
Ooh.
If everybody had common fucking sense, what would you say to them to make them understand that this shit is fucked up?
I literally don't think there's anything you can say to anybody, because I just don't.
I think it starts with how we raise our sons.
Oh, wow.
That's true, too.
That's a whole other show. Yeah, that's a whole nother show.
I think it starts with how we raise our sons, making sure that we make sure that our black sons are expressing themselves properly, not just like physically, but also mentally and emotionally. I think we sit down and we talk to them about how the way a woman is treated. And that even starts with, as the father, and you're with the mother, and you're with the mother, and you got your son with you. Open the door for your mother, for your wife, so that he sees how to treat a woman.
Yeah.
These types of things. Talk with him, father to son, about this society, what society expects from women, and the proper way to treat women. I think it really starts at home. Because you can go and take your son to church or whatever, and he may not get the message at church, but he's definitely going to get the message at home.
But what do you do when your son goes out into the world? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do when your son, so, you know, like, you gave him all the upbringing that your sons and your daughters, you know what I'm saying? What do you do when you give them all the upbringing, all the teaching, everything? Now they're out in the world, handle it. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna bring in their own view. I mean, even what you said about opening the door, you'll have some dudes that'll come back and be like, "Well, I gotta open the door for you."
Yeah,
because
you're
supposed to, bro. Like,
you're just doing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing wrong with, I guess, complying to the status quo when it comes to things like that. Mm-hmm. Opening the door, you know.
But you don't know what
sure
you don't know.
The door is locked before we go to sleep. I don't know, a little bit.
Because in a perfect world, in a perfect world, he would hear that from his mother, but not at all women were treated that way. So they don't know. Like, exactly. Some women may say, "Nigga, what you open the door for me for?" You know what I'm saying? I can open the door for myself. I'm like, it's like, "Whoa, I'm sorry, chivalry is dead."
I'm like, "You can open it for me."
So they didn't learn it. Mm-hmm. So they can't teach it to their son. So that's why, you know, it's a lot of that's why it takes a village, if you will. If you want to go back to it, a village to really raise a child. That child needs to have different aspects of, you know, of the community, mentoring organizations, church, if you go to church, or, you know, their uncles, if they sane, you know, if they ain't crazy, but just somebody who the woman can say, "Hey, let me let you hang out with cousin Pookie over here for a day, for a weekend, because I know he owns some real masculine shit."
Absolutely.
Or he's a gentleman at that. So It's a thin line.
Yeah.
It really is.
And Sherelle also wanted to say, like, I agree with you, but I think it doesn't disservice for us to not do anything, right? Yeah. The best you can do for your children about teaching them about life, you can teach them that. And you really just hope that they take what, you know, they take from you, whatever that you've given them, and use it to the best of their ability.
Yeah.
You know, so once they're out in the world, you can't do nothing about that. But as long as you know that you've done your best, that's all you can do.
I agree. I definitely agree with you.
Well, y'all just gonna let this motherfucker slide, though? Y'all just gonna let Pastor Gray slide?
Hell
y'all
just, no.
He's
okay.
No, it's a rap on that nigga.
Okay.
Like, he's been
I didn't know until Sherelle
said he was in Trump. He was the one that was praying with Trump.
Yeah.
Saying that Trump doesn't need to be prayed for, because clearly he needs prayer. Like, clear. Like, that's clear. But come on, dude. Like,
I really didn't know that was that dude, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's just a trash individual. Like, I don't.
See,
tell us how you really feel. Sure.
No, he is. He's a trash individual. Like, he's, I mean, it's kind of like what you were talking about with the church. He does a disservice for the church. Like, I go to church, I listen to my pastor. None of this will come out of his mouth, because it really has nothing to do with the Bible. This is all, like, this is just his mentality. This literally is his mentality.
He took the scripture and said,
this is annoying for you to put your own mentality. It's just like, I don't want to shade the root. I really don't want to shade the root.
He looked at the Bible and said, no, that shit ain't right.
We sit here and say that, you know, this opinion piece is like, it's journalism. No, this is not an article. This is just an opinion piece. You're writing it. There's no facts. There's no validity to it. This is just your opinions. So don't sit here and say, like, what you're thinking in your mind is going to what the Bible has been telling us for centuries. Like, don't do that. Like, that just and then you in the Trump, in the White House praying for Trump, you cheating on your wife because now you done got all this clout. You're an Instagram pastor.
That's the thing, IG pastor.
So
I ain't gonna name nobody else.
Is that the is that what the moniker is? IG pastor, PASSA.
You an Instagram pastor. Everybody, all they do is repost your stuff. It's like, oh yeah, this a word. It's not a word, bro. This is not a word.
Wow, this is not a word. Change, bro.
Cut it out.
Wow.
I gotta know it.
And he local, I believe. I believe he's in South Carolina somewhere.
Oh, God.
Well, that makes sense. If it's the same guy.
There we go. Y'all not from South Carolina?
I am. He's from born and raised. Sparkle City. Happily.
Oh, Sparkle God. City. I'm happily. Sorry.
All right, sorry.
I'm sorry. Sorry, what? Shoot, probably most of y'all ancestors, folks, your family probably migrated. Where do you think they migrated from?
Yeah, my grandmother definitely came from South Carolina.
Mine came from Florida.
That boat came from South Carolina and Virginia.
Florida, damn.
Even worse, but
yep.
I'm sorry.
Hey, love it. South Carolina, nothing finer. Hey, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, okay.
Where y'all live now? Y'all live in Carolina?
North.
That's a whole nother episode.
North. It is.
Because ain't no difference. I live in both.
There
ain't no difference. Same air, same grits you eat.
The gas prices, though.
Gas prices better in South Carolina?
I know. Now I do get my gas in South Carolina.
See?
That's it.
See?
That's
the benefit.
And the beach.
Well, North Carolina has beaches, too, but hey, we're going to go ahead and leave that right there, man. We appreciate our guests dropping by today. Head wraps and lipsticks. Like I said, man, quit being a dumbass. Check out the podcast. Show the lady some love. Do an Apple review.
Yes.
Hit them up on Instagram. They're pretty active on there and shit too. Need to hit them up. As far as getting in contact with us about today's show, man, you can always call us at 704-946-6060. 704-946-6060. Leave us a voicemail. Send me a text. I'll respond to everything. Hit us up on social media. I gave you guys that information before. I'll let Sierra and Sherelle give out that information so you can follow them too. If you don't follow them, you're really just a fucking hater if you don't follow them, because you need to get up on the podcast. I mean, it's a joy to listen to. These ladies are a breath of fresh air, intelligent, insightful, and they're consistent with their shit. So y'all really need to check them out. So you want to tell the people how to get in contact with y'all?
Sure. Okay, fine. So make sure you're following us on Twitter at Head Wrap Pod and on Instagram at Head Wraps and Lipsticks, and follow our Facebook page. We've been getting a little better with that. Head Wraps and Lipsticks, the podcast. Also, you can send us an email if you want to sponsor us, if you're looking to collab, or if you just need somebody to talk to. You can email us at headwrapsandlipsticks@gmail.com. And you can also listen to our show everywhere, like,
yeah, it's on everything.
It literally. So we're on SoundCloud, we're on iTunes, we are on Stitcher, we are on iHeartRadio, we are on Spotify, we are on Google Play, and we are also on Anchor.
Oh yeah, that's
which
right.
is now Spotify.
Was now
then they merge
yeah.
or something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. But also make sure you go to our website. You can listen to our episodes on there too, and that's headwrapsandlipsticks.com.
That's what's up. Hey, Sierra, I saw that that you said that you were about to do some things with the head wraps. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, you put me on the spot. Yes.
We are about supporting black businesses on this joint. If you haven't listened to any of our shows, one thing that you will know is that we all about supporting black businesses. So go ahead and let everybody know what you got going on.
So just real quick, I am starting a head wrap line. Kind of felt like, you know, my style and aesthetic isn't represented in the head wrap community. I want to bring something fresh and different and exciting to head wraps. The launch date as of right now is May 1st. Yes. And I'll have all that information on the podcast once I get everything together. Just some swatches came in today, y'all.
That's what's up.
Listen, you're gonna want to be around for this. That's all I'm gonna say.
You didn't bring any swatches.
I didn't bring any swatches. I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I didn't think you guys were like head wrap people.
Do you have any head wraps for Ball Brothers?
You like the fifth person. You're like the fifth person to ask me. I might have to get on that. Yeah.
And whoever's cousin that was, I wanted to say that shit again. Whoever's cousin that was,
that's my family.
Man, let me tell you.
It's my family.
I was.
It's hilarious.
When she said chapsticks and do-rags, I about lost my shit. You
know what I'm saying? This is what I deal with.
You know I love it.
This is what I deal
with. That shit was fucking hilarious,
she
man.
She would call my phone every episode. Like, I'm about to be on the show. I'm like, we're recording, guys. Like, that's not.
That's
she
hilarious.
Has three kids.
Shit had me in the floor. So again, like I said, man, head wraps and lipsticks, man, it's available on all media outlets in regards to podcasting. And hit them up on their website as well. Really enjoyed having you guys here today.
Thanks for having us.
It's no problem. Hopefully we can collab again. Maybe we can come in and crash our shit one time.
Yes.
And I'm shocked that neither of you have said Aggie Pride during this.
I know,
this.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
So I'm just...
We can do it right now if you want. I prefer not to hear it. Can I get Aggie Pride?
Okay.
Now we're going to do it. A-G-G-I-E.
What?
P-R-I-D-E.
What?
Okay, give me that. Give me that.
I started something. I'm just surprised. Usually when you meet an Aggie, it's Aggie Pride. So I didn't hear it from these ladies. So,
we just gave it to you now.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Hey. Well, again, it's been our distinct pleasure to have these wonderful ladies on our show today. Once again, if you need to get in contact with us, 704-946-6060. 704-946-6060, man. Hit us up.
Be good, be safe, and behave, bro.
And we out.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. Expression Reds, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture. And we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass just decides to fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say. And since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.